This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When Jesus said in verse 3, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put in more than all the others," it tells me this: the Lord doesn't look at the amount of the gift, He looks at the sacrifice. You want to know the bottom line about giving with you or me? It's not the amount of the gift, it's not who gives the most money, who gives the least money, it's the sacrifice. The Lord looks at my heart, just like you do when somebody gives you a gift. How would you feel if somebody gave you a Christmas present or a birthday present, but they did it begrudgingly? There's your gift. You know what? Some of you have had that happen to you, haven't you? Somebody did hand you a gift. There's your present. Maybe they were angry about something. Maybe that they were making a point about something, and you don't want to receive a gift that you know has been given begrudgingly. And you know what? It means a lot when you know that somebody has sacrificed to give you a gift. Not just money, but maybe time. It's one of my favorite stories from a mission field. William Barclay tells it about a young teacher from the United States that was teaching in some island, and a young boy gave her a Christmas present, and it was a shell that could only be found miles away from another part of the island. Certain type of shell. And when she got the gift and opened it up, she knew that this young boy had to walk miles there and miles back to get it. And when she complimented, he said to her, "Oh, don't worry about it. The walk was part of the gift." The walk was part of the gift. What's a part of your gift to the Lord? And what goes along with your gift? You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The most important gift you can give anyone is to give yourself." The most important gift you can give anyone is yourself. The most important thing you can give to the Lord is yourself. And say, "Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee." Verse 4 says, "All these people gave gifts out of their wealth, but she out of her poverty put in all she had to live on." The implication was she gave everything she had at that moment in time. You remember this from the past messages. The widow in biblical times represented the most poor, poverty-stricken person in the community. The most powerless person in the community was the widow. There were no government benefits. There were no insurance benefits. There were no programs. And so a widow, particularly a widow who had no children, had nothing. She was a beggar, unless the church, the local church, provided for her. And that's why part of the early ministry of the local church in the book of Acts was providing for widows. It was the first social program of its day. When you think about it, it was the Church of Jesus Christ, which provided for people who had special needs. I want to leave you with this thought. I know lots of people that I've met in my lifetime who do risky things for their career. They're willing to take risk in terms of job situations. They're willing to take risk in terms of decisions they make at work. I know people who make risky decisions in terms of their personal life. We're going to launch out. We're going to buy that house. We're going to do this. We're going to buy that car. And they take risk. And I want to ask you this question as I close. What have you and I'm including myself, what have you and I ever done that was risky for the kingdom of God? What have you and I ever done that's a risk for the kingdom of God? I just want to challenge you today as an offshoot of this message is to say, I'm willing to take a risk for the kingdom. The kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus Christ is Lord. A kingdom is any place where a king or queen reigns. But the kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus is Lord. Decide today, we'll be risk takers for the kingdom. I've risked things at work. I've risked things personally in finances. But today, I decide I'm going to be a risk taker for the kingdom of God.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.